It says we're live. Give me 1 second. Double check on Insta.
Mustard on a beat, ho.
Beat, ho. All right. I think we Gucci, yo. What's up, fam? What's up, chat?
Hey, what's good? What's good? What's good?
Episode chat. 15. I'm here with Chris. Chris, what's up?
What's good? Before we get into it, y'all fuck with my boy Will's clothing. Shirt design type shit. Okay, step back, y'all peep it. You got all the sizes. Can't really see it, but y'all fuck with.
Sure.
You help his pockets, help our pockets.
For sure. Yeah, so I made some t-shirts. Check it out if you want on Etsy. The store is what, Vegas Valley 702.
Check it out. Actually, just hit a request. You don't gotta be in a rap. If you want sports, anime, I'm sure Will can fire down a lot.
For sure. I got y'all. Well, before we begin, shout out to the rest of the crew, D and Cody. What's up, y'all?
What's up?
You know, we're gonna hold it down for the other half of us. Oh, and not the ladies as well. Let's not forget the ladies as well.
Shout out to the ladies. For the ladies.
All right, Chris. What you got for me, sir?
Okay, so as we know. Last time you guys saw I was on here, it was a panning out. It was crazy around Pandemonium night. Crazy. It was, I think, May 5th, May 4th.
Yeah.
So it was a minute ago. The last time you guys actually saw it was like May 6th because we reacted to the Heart Part 6.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute. A lot of things have died down. So we just going to do a general, I guess, conversation as me and Will here. Will more than me. Kendrick fan, I like Kendrick stan. Yeah. I'm a really, really, really high regard fan, but I also did say before this, Will can attest to this. I said Drake didn't want to smoke going into it. I say he should have left him alone. Yeah. I've been on that for the longest times. So I knew where this was gonna go. I'm just sad it will never get a fucking collab like Poetic Justice. Every soon, she you a bad bitch. Get your ass up. But all right, so for me. Before we even ask you, my question is for you. What are your thoughts as the stand, the dust is settled, and you know?
Yeah.
We have a consistent winner, I think, at this point. I mean, I don't see too many, besides, I guess, the stands, but I think neutral people or people just with fucking common sense would say this was a 4-1, maybe.
Yeah. 3-1. Yeah, I think the consensus is what it is. I mean, it is like you can call it meat riding, glazing, whatever.
I think it's 4-1. It's 4-1.
I mean, it to be Family Matters was a great track, and just the strategy of Kendrick stepping on it 10 minutes late.
But push ups was a good track too. Push ups was a good track actually. Yeah,
push ups and Family Matters.
I don't know if you heard it, but they had the first version. Mm-hmm. I saw this interview where they're saying that Drake didn't want to get involved, but then his writers was telling, they did like a one with the get money, like with that beat behind it. That one would have did some crazy. I think he should have stuck with the original. That was the original. Mm-hmm. I thought Push Ups was cool. I fucked with Taylor Made. I know, but that came back to bite him in the ass though. That was the worst move he could have did. So
yeah, bro. I it's cool. Like I feel like we don't need to beat a dead horse, and it's crazy because the whole internet's already doing it anyways, as is, right? Yeah. As a person who loved Kendrick since high school, it just like, and I love Drake since high school too. Let's not get it like fucked up.
It would be crazy. You said that like the nigga ain't got wops.
Yeah, like hits, and I'm not gonna act like I never said this, but if you ask D, I always said my favorite kind of Drake is R&B Drake. So when Kendrick say like, you know, stick with the melodies, we don't like, you know, tough Drake, like it's that's me.
Real. That's how that I was felt. Me. I mean, that's how I felt too. I'm there for Marvin's Room.
Exactly. I'm there for Cameras, Good Ones Go.
Pipe Down. I'm there for Pipe Down.
I'm good for Heart like Rate. Yeah, or the the little dancey tracks, the Passion Fruit.
I'm there all for of that. You know how sticky it gets.
Yeah, so so like yeah, I don't. I'm not gonna
or Tootsie Slide.
No Tootsie. Yeah, so Make Me Dance. Right, keep waving my hand. Make Me Dance. And then
Controller.
Controller is a great song, bro. Memories off that song. One Dance, great. Another one. Another.
Yeah, that was. That's what I think was funny, because I was telling folks, I was like, bro, I feel for real, as somebody like in a different part of the gym than you, I feel like if you like under like 25, there's no way you should be like, I'm a stand at both of these, because most of their best tracks to me, I mean, I'm talking about Drake, most of his best R&B tracks for me were free like 2016.
Yeah, like, a while ago. Like, yeah.
Like, yeah. I was like, how you a Drake, like, I remember that. I'm like, yeah, I remember the first really Drake track I really was like, I could like listen to a kind of, not even say understand, because it's the references that like a stuff that we don't know now. And he's talking about rich nigga shit.
Right. right.
The first track I remember too was, I was in seventh grade when the Views came out. Seventh grade.
Okay. Damn.
So that was the first, like, I was like, okay, yeah. Like, and then the first Kendrick track I listened to for real, before I went back was Damn. I think Damn came out. I was like going into ninth grade.
That's a good album to start with, though.
Yeah, then I went back to, you know, everything. And even I remember when Mr. Morale came out, me and you was like, oh shit. Like, it was really bad. People were like, this is trash. Like, I fucked with it.
Yeah. I still to this day, so I fuck with Mr. Morale and Big Steppers. It sits below a cut. Like, it's not, it's great. There's some tracks on there, right? Yeah. The one with Kodak.
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, like,
N95. What, N95? Why am I blanking right now? Wow. Anyways, there's good tracks on there. But in comparison to, like, when I think top three, Kendrick is hard, because then you got Good Kid, M.A.A.d City.
That's not even fair, though. That's a hood circle.
Yeah, that's one or two. And then, to me, a lot of people put Damn lower on the list, but Damn was a great album, bro. So
Damn's my number two.
So, okay. So then I'm flip-floppy. And then you have the whole, okay, well, where do you put T-Pap? Right, like, so
then, you got like something that's like a throw, that's underground, Section 80.
But if you ask my brother, Section 80 was my favorite Kendrick album up until Damn came out.
Oh,
even gave Good Kid, M.A.A.d City a run. Section 80 was actually my favorite Kendrick project for a while.
I think Good Kid, M.A.A.d City just got so many damn pops on that.
That's the thing about it. That's the thing about it, bro.
The way I look at albums, if I have like five songs where like I can bump like five songs that just are classic, I feel like that's just
I don't you know what's crazy about the whole Drake thing is the whole like what he's put out since, right? So we got
You Might Have Everything.
You got my
That start of it was trash. Ooh, I was like, yo.
Baby.
I was like, bro, she's a rapper. Like,
you my everything.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, though. I thought he slid. I thought Drake did, like, on it. I thought he did slide.
Okay, hold on. He did. Sorry, I mean cookie, y'all.
Yeah,
my mother-in-law came over and she baked some cookies. Fire.
What type of cookies?
Chocolate chip, bro. Just some bomb ass chocolate chip.
Fire.
He actually did what he needed to do on that track, minus one thing. Mm. It's with Sexy Red. And Kendrick just said, when you stand by her, he believes you see two bad bitches. But so that looks crazy as shit, bro.
But he probably looked at it like, oh, I'm a troll Kendrick. That's probably how he looked, like how he looked at that. I'm going at his like
brain. Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm about to troll this nigga.
He did actually do well on us. I told Daryl, because Daryl asked me and Cody, like, what y'all think about the track? The beat is fire. I'll get back to the beat in a second.
Yeah.
But the whole track itself is like, she was off key. It's just not good. And then
somebody played that in the club, I would want somebody just to get to where he got to.
Just cut it to the Drake part.
Yeah.
Just cut it to the Drake part. Coming back to the beat is fire.
Back. Kendrick, give him his take.
Yup. Like Daryl again in the we be chatting outside. Daryl was like sent over a TikTok because it's a Jamie Foxx, it's an old Jamie Foxx R&B track that was sampled for it, which I haven't heard in years because I forgot about.
Yeah.
But as soon as I heard it, is it just infatuation? Jamie Foxx killed that shit. So you guys should go back.
That's a throwback. That's a throwback. Yeah. My mom used to play it all the time.
Okay. Is it real? And I was like, bro, I haven't heard this song because me and my sister are like R&B heads. I haven't heard that song since I was like, I don't know, high school, probably, bro. It's been so long. And it's like literally that's my bag. That R&B 80s, 90s, like New Jack, slow. Yeah, that's just me. Anyways. So yeah, Drake, I don't, you know, and then the Plain White Tees shit, Wagwan.
That was crazy. That has to be his worst song.
I think so. Is it a troll? People were saying it was a troll, but I don't get it. Why troll, bro?
Why troll? Yeah, like, this is what I was telling one of my homegirls. She a Drake stan or whatever. I'm like, bro, I'm so tired. Like, I'm Draked out. Like, why can't you just go away?
Take a break?
A summer. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm Drake and Nicki Minaj out. Like, I think those two are, like, the example of, like, not wanting to let go. Not wanting to let young people be young people. Like, what? I'm not even on the aspect because I brought this point up to Cody. He was on the phone. Shout out to Cody. I will say, I think it is unfair to Drake because niggas be like, his music, he ain't aged up with his audience, blase, blase, blase. But niggas be like, man, Future the GOAT. He the Messiah King. But I guess it's also because Drake be like, I'm one away from Michael, nigga. So, but niggas be like, oh, we want Drake to grow up. I'm like, y'all have the energy for Future. And Future's older than Drake. Future's 41, Drake's 37. Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, but like, these two for Nicki and Drake, they're both just getting on my nerves in the sense of like, I feel like they don't know how to let, I'm not saying that, I think in the female rap is a little better. There's more people in the sense
variety.
Of like variety and taking up like even rap, not even R&B, but rap just taking the mantle where it is rap. Like on I don't think there's a lot of new genders that like, and this supposed to be my gen. There's not a lot of people from that like maybe Gunna if I go work out or something like that, I guess. But like I'm not like trying to listen to them. I listen to more R&B.
Yeah.
As everybody knows, if y'all watch the pod, I love R&B.
Yeah.
So it's like I get that, but it's like, why can't he just go sit down? Like, I think you got like ether really bad. Like, I really think you should like go sit down and like,
sit down.
Make sure that the embassy not getting raided type vibe.
Well, that goes to the argument of Drake stands though, right? Because he's always dropping something, and then the knock on Kendrick was that nigga only comes out every 4 years. But that's the argument that me and my cousin, I would always tell my cousin, I'm like, these Drake fans get on my nerves because they're like, Kendrick don't drop but every 4 years. But I'm like, it's quality over quantity, bro. Somebody standing in your face.
People be like, because people used to be like, don't you play ball when you want somebody that's more like consistent. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, but like if I'm consistently getting mid to trash, I would take elite or every 4 years rather than like I will take an injured Kawhi that plays 50 something games every year, then overpay some scrub. Not saying Drake's a scrub, I'm just using that.
Yeah, right.
But like also, how do you feel about if you saw it? Oh, also one thing about Drake fans, like I just gotta tell them this. I am so tired of him acting like Kendrick didn't make no bops. They're like, he made conscious music on time. He can't. I'm like, because y'all always singing in 2017, Humble. Yeah. I know y'all was saying Loyalty with Rihanna.
Loyalty.
I know every person that's black, mixed, even white, probably done heard that song. Where are you from, my nigga? You are over like 14 and been to any type of function, you done heard that. I know you done play Poetic Justice in the car.
Just about to say that. I was like, Poetic Justice can't get no play.
I know you done played the remix of Mask Off.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I know you done played Silent Hill.
Yeah.
In the last year and a half too, and that's just off the top of the list. I know you probably done played Not Like Us Now.
Yeah. The thing about it is I don't know, bro.
But even my involved with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I yeah, because at the same time I'm a Kendrick fan, I could say Family Matters and Push Ups were great tracks and hard. So it's not like you like.
Yeah,
you
that's gotta, something. I think you can acknowledge. Like, listen, these niggas don't pay me or no me. I ain't finna dick ride.
Right, right, exactly.
That's why I was just like.
The only song I haven't played, I haven't gone back to play because it's just as weird as is Meet the Gramps. I just no, can't.
You know what I'm doing here? I ain't gonna lie. When I be working out, I be playing that joint to get me through. I'm a mad man. I be like, you lie. I'm a mad man, but so y'all.
Yeah, you're crazy for that, bro.
I'm like, you lied about you. You lied.
Nah.
So I have a question for you. I know you said it's an interview. Do you think that, like, do you think that's true about the fact that UMG was like, I promise Drake will never talk about you again. Like, don't release no more tracks.
I don't know how much I believe that. Because there's just, bro, there's so much shit that's out there. I just don't know what to believe. I just know that based on what
DJ Herd said, right?
DJ Herd said, right? And the things that we know. Kendrick still has a whole clip, like he said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 + 5. He got.
I'm saying, did you believe that though?
That UMG?
No, that the Herd, like he got like 1, 3, 4, 5 ready.
Oh yeah. I believe that.
I don't know. I feel like he would have dropped it. Why give him?
I believe that because I don't think Kendrick is as malicious as like. He needs to be. I don't. He's
you
more.
You don't think he's a bully. You don't think.
No. Yeah. I think he's more.
Well,
like,
he's not a bully. He's like he's just that quiet kid. Like, I fucked with that one.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you push it there, like he said, if you take it there, I'll take it further.
That's right? What you don't want to do.
You Ooh. Just exactly. Ooh, we don't want to hear. So like, I just think he was literally. We all heard that kind of that last the hard part six was like not it. And I just feel like he got word to be like, yo, like, stop stomping him out. Like, just let him up. Just let him go. Like, type shit. Like, somebody got word to Top, and Top was just like, yo, Kendrick, like, let off, basically. Don't kill him. Just let him go.
I don't know, though. Like, I feel like the way he was coming, like, this is how I feel. If you knew this nigga was a pedophile,
yeah.
Like, why would you not, like, hear that out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I That's what I think is going to age weird because then we're on the fence of, wait, do we like Drake or do we not like Drake? Because if he is doing that weird shit, then like we shouldn't be fucking with him. But yeah. I think Kendrick took the side of what's already seen on the internet as like literally kissing somebody who's a minor, regardless yes. of her dad let her or not or whatever the case may be. Wow. It's already out there. So regardless, that's still fucking weird, right? So yeah. I think it was more of like the image. The only thing with that is you calling him the hard PDF file is like mad, like that's like a serious accusation. So like, it's just weird to me. And that's kind of where I don't like how the battle went because.
I feel like the battle got too shiesty though.
Because I want it to be just lyrics and just like, I beat you lyrically. And it went kind of off.
Who do you think went? No, Drake went there first.
No, he did. Yeah, he did.
He was like, he talked about his dad, his kids, his relationship wife. With A-Free, his yeah. wife.
So
I
don't know, bro.
That's one thing for me I don't like from both aspects. It's like,
right.
I feel like y'all already pressed the red button. Mm-hmm. And so I need receipts now, and we never got them. And I know
we never did
even the video about like
never did.
Him kissing the 17-year-old, but because of like 14 years ago, I ain't gonna lie, some of y'all was wild back then. Like even 14 years ago, niggas ain't think about why saying that the N-word white people was so bad. And we were just in a different cultural space, I think.
Mind frame, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like she was 23, she was 17, so they're gonna be like that's something that's like is icky, but it's like defendable type vibe.
Yeah.
It's on some Hollywood space. So I was like, yeah. I needed that, like, and then even him having that, I'm going to say this here. I am 20, I think it's weird. I coach kids, 15, 16, and you're closer to my age. I think mm-hmm. it's mad weird to be coaching, like, texting them about dating advice and their boys. I would never be in a situation texting like a 13-year-old girl.
yeah,
whatever. But it's like, okay, there's no proof that he didn't touch anybody or slept with anybody or sent pics,
right?
And so that's why I guess when he did the hard part, I kind of understood the angle he was talking about with, like, I'm too famous for what you're talking about. Because it's like, I feel like it would have got leaked if he was doing it. It's just the way he said it sounded like, I'm too famous to get caught. That's where I feel like it just sounded crazy. Or even when he was talking about that song, like, you just rapping to get the slaves free. I don't think he was making fun of the fact that black people were slaves. I just think he's trying to be like, oh, yeah, you're phony. It's just like, it just came off wrong.
Nah, it came out very wrong. And I think, I don't know, man. I just, to be fair, and then now that he took all the Kendrick,
That's what I said. It looked wild if you took it all. Why?
It's just a fat L because, like, honestly, like we said with J. Cole, which we apologize to J. Cole. And
I didn't apologize. No, D needed to, because me, I was over here saying, bro, he want peace. He's spiritual. Let him be.
So yeah. I
leave that nigga alone. And then Jake, how did you feel about Grippy? Grippy.
Yeah.
Grippy, I thought it was cool. It's cool,
but I don't know which one's worse. Probably Guan or however you say that.
Yeah, no, Grippy's. You could play. No, listen, you could play Grippy in the gym or go.
You could. This is J. Cole we're talking about. This is not like.
But you got to look at. I think what music got. You got to look at the intention though.
The intention was to have fun, I guess. Like what exactly. Right?
I don't think he was driving Grippy thinking this is gonna, like, this is my best piece of work.
Okay, but here's the deal though. Here's the tricky thing about it. We just got done with basically or probably the biggest rap battle that we'll ever see in our lifetime, for sure.
Probably the biggest rap battle like the last 20, 25 years.
For sure. So off of that, we got Drake with his Two Bad Bitches feature and Wagwan, and then we have Grippy to follow up. And then on Kendrick's side, we have a concert on Juneteenth, and we probably have an album dropping somewhere soon. So, like, I just expect more for a follow-up is all I'm saying. And Drake is the one who posted that shit on a story talking about, what'd he say, summer?
He said summer bop and put, like, a laugh emoji. So I'm sure he knew it was some trash, but like
I just if Drake is gonna drop, he needs to drop some like shit that we could dance to, right?
I dead ass think that like his
approach, or he needs to go away. One of the two.
His approach should be, I make bop music with Sexy Red, SZA, whoever else is still cool with him. I don't know who's really still cool with him. Maybe try to hop on his new artist or whatever. And you should like go get, you know, summer gonna be over, hopping the R&B back. Pop an R&B bag and then just, I guess, stay in your lane. Really?
He needs to pick. And I'm telling him to pick. He needs to like go away and take a break, or he needs to come out with the actual bop. And you know, it's funny as shit. I feel bad / I'm low key mad at Drake and I'm a Kendrick fan.
Just one.
I need bops, or I need him to shut up and go away. That's it.
Yeah.
I need a controller. I need a one dance. I need a bop, a summer bop. Or I need him to just disappear and go.
Would you take R&B? Would you take R&B music right now?
Yes, that's my favorite one. That's my favorite Drake. And I said that before Kendrick. So
the last album he dropped, Bahama Promises. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sedge, mm-hmm. Got all the tea.
Yes.
Or I would take a Rich Sexy Baby Daddy. Like I don't want to hear you talk about you a thug, you got gang ties. I ain't gonna lie, Nick called me a pedophile. And I'm that rich. I'm getting his head blown off.
Basically. But we all know the tough talk is not really real, so that's why
it might be real. But it might.
I don't think so, bro.
I think it's real.
I don't think so.
Here's why I think it's real. I think it's real because of how much money he got. But I don't think it's real in the sense of, like, he know who to do that with.
Exactly. And it's not with Kendrick.
Yeah.
It's not with Kendrick. He can say all the stories. Like, what'd he say? You not really from a set, my nigga Chuck T. Like, okay, you could say that, but the nigga Kendrick grew up in the hood, bro.
Like, he might not be necessarily, like, grew up. gangbanging himself because he was in school.
Or
he
yeah, but his family, bro, his dad. His
that's what I'm saying. Like, him direct, like, maybe, because we don't know, his people were trying to get him out of that, so he wasn't doing that, but he was around that. Like, he was around.
He's way closer to that life than Drake is, so.
Okay, like, they do the Jake Logan Paul type. Hey, what do they just do? A match in the ring.
Celebrity. Drake is knocking Kendrick out. That's what I said before. But then you and Daryl was like, nah, because he from the hood, so he probably know how to
act. Yeah, how do we know that? I mean, okay, Drake. Oh yeah, Drake 6'2", whatever. But like,
I'm just going off of height and reach. If I'm being completely honest.
Like you, I used to do like competitive martial arts. Yeah, I got height advantage on you, but like, I'm leaving so much open if I miss that punch.
That's facts. I won't lie. That's facts.
And Kendrick probably actually work out. You know, don't do those Ozempics like your daddy did. Get a gym membership.
Do some push-ups.
I'm telling you, they should listen to us. Find this. I know Dre be watching the streamers and shit like that. That's where you gotta go look at Family Matters. Oh, that's what
shit.
I said.
Shit.
But y'all should do a celebrity match.
I don't think so, bro.
Why?
I don't think so. You know what? Let's wrap up the Drake. Drake.
Dear Drake.
Come out with some good music or go away.
There we go.
Dear J. Cole, drop the fall off already. What's popping? I need a collab since you cool with Kendrick. Let's get the collab shit going with you and Kendrick. Let's call it a day. That's it. Drake, make some R&B shit or some dance shit so I can still have you playing. Like, I'm not, like, I don't know. I'm team Kendrick all day, but I, like, let's not lie that Drake don't got no bops. Let's
yeah, come on. So, yeah, dear Drake. Like Will said, you know, I need you to go away or make some bops for the, so when I go to these clubs and these outside European parties, I can wave my hands and catch the vibes. J. Cole, we need that feature album with Kendrick y'all been talking about for like
right.
A
day. Just y'all do it already. Fuck.
Maybe you and Drake can still be cool and make some music. I don't think so, though. You caught a lot of disses in his last beef, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Also, dear Kendrick, go on tour. I will. After this one, I predict that you gonna tell everybody in the world I'm going on tour and you dropping an album. Do it. I'm there.
Yeah, bro. Every time he comes to Vegas, I'm there. So as soon as he drops the tour, we buy the tickets here in Vegas. What's up? Let's listen to Ack real quick. Let's see what he say. Let's see. Let's unmute. Sorry.
In the mirror like, are you listening? I hope you're hearing right. Yeah, I'm in the Aston doing donuts. I will kill the game.
Oh my god, my boy say he's in the Aston doing donuts. It's old
Drake. Yeah, but no, I've all
got this.
Club owners give me reasons to appear at night. And just know that I be in the mirror like, are you listening? I hope you're hearing right. Yeah, I'm in the Aston doing donuts. I will kill the game.
Oh my god, my boy say he's in the Aston.
Heard a conversation with my father talking to his favorite partner at the domino table. Tony had told him that he saw a young nigga hopping out, busting like four charters, popping pills, mix a gallon of Sherman, some holy water. Mix a gallon of Sherman, some holy water, sell it to a priest, he probably can get it off by tomorrow. It's wicked with my favorite uncle, kick it, fiends trying to kick the addiction of sucking glass dicks. Vivid images going gets any fantasy you can fathom. Phantoms ain't the only thing that's suicidal. Open the doorway to his soul, hit the hallway, then hit the closet. You see a rifle aiming at your arteries. Part of me, parts of me a psycho. In retrospect, my respect was a power ranger high note. Tumbling backwards into a karate kicking high note. My innocence will eventually.
This nigga doing the most.
He said he's doing the most.
He doing the most, quote unquote.
Like on some like trash.
Yeah, I don't. But that's how Kendrick is, bro. And that shit is not. That shit is like.
That shit was easy. Hard.
That shit is easy work for him.
This is like Kendrick when he was about 24 and had an ugly ass baby fade.
Yeah, he. This is definitely like.
2011
and
2013, maybe.
Yeah, it's just him getting in Section 80-ish vibe-ish.
I heard one theory. They were saying when Kendrick went on tour with Drake, he saw all that shit that he ain't like, and that's what started this. I said, nah.
I said, nah.
I just think that nigga just didn't like him after that controller, so I'm just going to keep it over there.
I mean, I could believe that, too.
It could be a combination of both, though. No, we'll never know.
We'll never, exactly. I was like, we'll never know how deep, like, them hating each other is unless they actually say, which to be honest, like I said, I don't think Kendrick's the type to
maybe 30 years from now.
Yeah, maybe. Shoot, did I just... Are we still live? Yeah, we're still live. Okay. Yeah, maybe 30 years from now, I hope. And I hope Kendrick comes back and, like, validates some of the double, triple, quadruple entendres that he wrote, if they're really true. You know what I mean?
Like, which ones?
Just, like, any, like, Euphoria, how we broke it down and, like, one line meant, like, could mean three different things. I want him to go back and be like,
oh, well, yeah,
I wrote that line, and yeah, it was about that, that, and that. Like, we can actually say, or 616. Like, oh, yeah. What's 616 mean? Like, what's the title itself had eight different meanings. Yeah. Which ones are actually legit, and which ones did we fucking make up that actually fit, but didn't, Kendrick didn't actually, like, mean it.
If you were in a pine box, I was still... Be in my spot.
Oh my god!
I actually do not like that song, like the original one. Did not like it.
Yeah, I mean it's a different, like, it's just a different vibe. What am I trying to do?
What are we talking to next? That's the rap with them too, though. Until something else happens,
right? For sure. Oh, did you see J. Cole? Let me pull up the J. Cole gets a Cybertruck. Where's that video at? Hey, here it is. Can y'all see this video? Let me see. I have like 1,000 different tabs open. There you are. Okay. Let's.
Boy, I got the porn tabs open. No, I'm joking.
So, no. I got hella trading and all kinds of random YouTube videos and shit. So, some fan filmed J. Cole shopping for a Cybertruck. Elon Musk, a Cybertruck.
How much are those hoes? Like about 500,000?
Nah, they ain't that much, are they? I'm not even gonna lie. I don't even know.
Not in my
Cyber
budget.
Truck? One, I was gonna say 150. So it looks like 150, 180.
Hey, well, you can maybe do that. You just have to live in there.
Exactly, bro. That's the house now. What's crazy is down the street, there's two. Because I see them like every other day. There's two of them up here near me and Daryl. I don't know where exactly, but I see them at the light when I'm heading home like every other day. There's a silver one and one's wrapped in like a forest green. This shit look dope. I'm not going to lie. But apparently, J. Cole, like this fan took a TikTok or whatever. It says J. Cole and I were shopping Teslas, excuse me, at the same time. And the manager kept ignoring him because he didn't know who he was and continued persuading me to place an order for a car. And I mean, in typical J. Cole fashion, he's dressed like a fucking bum.
So it says, they were some like racial profiling type of
basically. Let's get this guy off the screen.
You want the audio or not?
Yeah, we can play the audio if you want. Here,
man, 1348.
Shooing him away. He's shooing him away, bro. I bet you she ain't got the grippy.
Yeah, Cole gonna make a song about this.
That's what I need. I need the Tesla hate. Elon need to buy him one expeditiously, free of charge.
With millions watching. And many people.
Oh, nah. Put that dealership on blast. Nah, she kind of shoot that nigga away, though, low key.
No, she did not kind of. She was basically like, shoot, like, get out of here.
She.
But like, my thing. Okay. Maybe. Never mind. I disagree. There are definitely some niggas that will go in there knowing they can't afford it just to go look. I can't even say that. I was going to say, well, like, bless you if you're sneezing.
Yeah, I'm about to. I think you stopped it. Thanks.
Like I got powers, but grippy. But no, I feel like if I walk into most niggas, if you walk into a Tesla Cybertruck fucking store, I'm sure you got the cheese to do it.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't.
Why the disrespect though? Why you gotta shoot him?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't gotta be that serious. You could just say, "Hey, sir."
I bet you don't got enough money to get one.
That's crazy though, bro. I
would try to get her fired for racial profile.
I'm sure the dealership is probably blown up at this point. I bet you if they find out which specific dealership, it's a wrap for that. I guarantee you that. They gonna have that lady fired. Right. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, like,
would you get upset? You would get one if you had the money?
Nah. I don't think I'm that type of person with cars though.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Like, wait. I'll probably.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, my type of car, I probably would get like a Range Rover. I want a Range Rover.
Okay, a Range.
Yeah. What about you?
Rangers are cool. Yeah, I'm a car head though. I'd probably get one if I had extra money. But if I had that much money specifically, I would probably go like.
He is like a multi-millionaire though. I'm just cheap right. as fuck. That's my problem. I'm cheap as fuck.
Yes, Cybertrucks are cool. Probably. I mean, I would love to have one. Let's not get it fucked up. But
Can they drive themselves or something like that?
If they have autonomous driving, I want to say so. Yes, but they're fast.
I don't trust that bitch. What if one day it just got mad at me and just whoop?
Yeah, I don't. I like driving, so I mean,
I like driving. So like, let's say you was a rapper or had that type of money, would you get one?
Nah. I'm going Porsche. I'm going McLaren.
I would get a McLaren.
I'm going like that. Like if I could get a P1. That would be me. Or if I could get like one of these in purple.
Ooh.
Actually, just like this. Thank you very much. I'll take me one of these. McLaren P1. But you know, also like low key goals, like let me get a Porsche GTRS. You know, some light or some, but that's money. I ain't got money. So, you know,
I can this talking about we making like 5 to 10 million a year.
Yeah.
But even then, like when you're like a celebrity or rich or whatever, like, you know, the tax start hitting you a lot crazier because the taxes when you're rich.
Right.
So you might be on paper saying you're making 12 million a year, but you might not be seeing
So, yeah,
I think people got factored in about people when they get rich.
That's facts. Plus, honestly, before the cars, I need me a nice house. So,
facts. I would give me a house. I think I would buy. I would buy citizenship in different countries too.
Hey,
just in case something crazy happened.
That's my bros. I mean, your ass, since you be everywhere anyways, that'd be no issue for you.
No, facts. I would like you can get one for like $25,000. And I really just be doing that just in case like something breaks out and I need to like escape.
To get out of here.
Yeah, but
sheesh. All right, let's talk about
look at the babies.
I know they're so old now. Let me let's go.
Hey, well, your face look type chubby right there. You like you lost some weight.
Yeah, okay.
Can't mess with you.
You put it. Let me see. I want to pull up. I had damn so many tabs, bro. Let us see. So there's this post. Damn, I thought I had the other post. So here's this video. Let's just watch this video real quick and then we'll talk about it.
So you were an educator, not a superintendent necessarily. Oh, you were one,
right?
A superintendent in a sense, but how do you feel? I teach in high school.
Let's see if we can pull up the backstory. Supposedly, it was because she was getting bullied.
That's bullshit, though. That's bullshit.
So basically, let's see, the guy says, I don't want you touching him. And then he visibly pushes the superintendent out of the way as his daughter gets up. And then the superintendent, you better get up off me, man.
I ain't gonna lie, if I was at Super 10, I would have rocked.
A bunch of the comments were I seen on Insta were like, damn, that was the perfect time for him to get rocked.
I ain't gonna lie, bro, I would have rocked because there's no way you could have gotten in trouble. He put his hands on you first.
Yeah, you know what sucks? Hold on, I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. I don't know where I read it from, but they're saying that possibly the daughter was getting bullied at school and the superintendent wasn't doing anything about it.
I mean, so, but like, okay, most superintendents, it doesn't get that high, though.
Okay, unless that's one.
Unless it's something crazy, like maybe they're threatening her life, maybe it gets legal. But that would be more the principal.
We are live, Nelly. Sorry.
Wait, somebody asked?
Yeah, we're on Insta, yeah. Or I'm on Insta reading, but remember I have to copy over, so I just wanna Yes, we are live. The only thing is this, okay? Superintendent might hear about it. Cool. Whatever. Fine. The people in the building are like first line. So principal, teachers, staff, right? So like the question is, like, was she shaking everybody else's hand who was actually in the building?
She definitely shook one person's hands before went with them.
Exactly. That's one. Number two, if that's the case and that's how you
why didn't you move her to a different school?
Okay. That could be an option, but let's just say you want to keep her because it's her last year. She graduated. Blah, 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 blah. Bro, you really about to make this shit about you? When she graduated?
She'll never see these people again.
Not only that, she's now internet famous and not for a good way. Like, oh, you're the girl with the crazy ass dad. Or, oh, you're the girl with the racist ass family.
Exactly. It's just for me, like, I know, I'll give you a story. It's like, I had a, I think I might have said something. I had a coach that was like bullying me. Like, everybody in the school knew what it was T. Everybody knew it was T. Mm-hmm. And, but like, I doubt my mom would have been like, if I stayed up, I went to four high school, y'all. So I got a little different perspective about moving. I didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. But I doubt that if that even is the superintendent, that at least for us, our superintendent don't be at our graduations. But say he's there. He might have heard about it, but what can he do more? Like that's on the teachers that see it, the principal, and like to make that type of thing. But it's also like, is her like this is a graduation? She never from the city's focus again. Like, why don't you just beat their ass after she walks off the stage? Because then if you beat his ass after the stage or do that, we never would have heard about it if that's the case.
And that's what's the trash part about it. Because, again, this is her day, not yours, bro. This not for you. So now you just ruined her day because you want to act crazy. It's weird, man.
Wait, can you watch the video? Because I'm sure she handshakes.
She handshakes everybody, bro. She handshakes down the line. That's why it's like, were those teachers and principals at staff? Look, one person, two person, three person, but he didn't get to the third person by the time dad got up there and was like, nah, you're not shaking her hand, bro.
So do you believe it was some racist shit?
That's the crazy thing about it. It might not be. On first look, it looks super racist. Based on some of the comments, I'm like, okay, well, let me think about it. If it was about her being bullied, and he's the superintendent, so he's in charge of everyone, right? As a superintendent, that still don't make no sense. Like, you're a little loose up here if you think like the superintendent got word of this incident, unless it was a huge.
You think your daughter's too important? Unless it was a type of situation where like she got her ass beat or jumped,
correct?
Something like that, and that hasn't came out yet.
But exactly. But if that was the case.
I would have moved my kid. Wow, if something that crazy, I'm moving my, like, bro, I'll tell you, at least in my county, like, public school-wise, we have, like, 24 high schools.
Damn.
You're, like, 20, because I think it's
over, That makes sense, though.
Well, it's over, like, 7 million people in this area. So, but I know every county don't have that, but I'm sure y'all at least got, like, 5 or 6. How many do you have in your county? Probably, like, 5, 6, 7?
You said school districts?
No, like, how many schools inside of your school district?
Oh, we got a ton, bro. We're Clark County is one of the biggest school counties, whatever you call them. Yeah, we're one of the biggest because they're
talking about. Y'all probably got like 10 to 20 or something like.
Yeah, maybe more because we grow so much. They're trying to break us up.
We have 3 school districts. Ours has like 24. One other has like 12, and one other one has like 8 or 9.
Yeah, we have a ton.
Yeah, I'm sure everywhere that's not like a rural area has a lot. Even if that's the case, I don't care if it's a school. The school is 5 minutes down the street. If the bullying was that bad that she got her ass beat or it was something crazy, you should have just moved her. I don't care if it's. I've been like glove.
We have 73 in our school district, high schools.
Bro, unless like I said, rural. But even if it's like 5 minutes down the street, I'm gonna be like, baby, look, you out here getting your ass beat. You getting bullied here, but you just gonna have to like we're gonna move to different school. You can make friends. Listen, you ain't gonna talk to most of the people ever again after you get out of high school. Let's just get through this year. I've been out of high school for 2 years. I ain't talked to mostly everybody. I've been in that bitch with.
I don't know. It's just weird, bro.
I like the point you made though. You was like, oh yeah, like maybe, like he might not even be racist, but the optics just look crazy.
He ain't think that through, bro. Because it's not that serious when you had to get up on stage. Otherwise, she wouldn't walk across the stage. Or if that was important to you, you maybe would have tried to go back channel like, hey, I don't want her walking or shaking your hand, or she's going to walk past you and not walk. Like, there's ways to, like, do shit where it's not like, oh, I'm going to go up there when she get called and just push that nigga out the way. No, you're not, bro. That looks crazy. And now you will be known as racist, regardless if you're racist or not. That's on you optic-wise because you just couldn't.
Because now it's like, whatever, if you make it, let's say you come out with a statement or a video, we would need hard, cold facts. Mm-hmm. He would have to know about your bullying. So that means email, text, or phone call. Mm-hmm. Then you would have to prove that when we could just, even if he was doing that, all you could probably say is, I don't feel comfortable. Me and my daughter agree. We don't want him to shake in your head.
It's got to be, it's just something different, bro. You just messed up her little walk cross stage. That's it. Yep. That's it.
That's fucked up.
That's it. Yep.
You never get that walk back. Nope. You never get that walk back.
Nope. In that moment, I don't even know, bro. Because I'm sure she was staring like, what's going on? Like, so even she's like looking like, what the hell? Like, look. Her face is like, bro, I know.
And she about to cry.
Yeah, because you know, the one video I saw on Instagram, like after this, like the people in the crowd, like some students start trying to get up or something, and the other lady's like, nah, sit down. Like, we cool. We got it.
Yeah, they probably fucked with him. I was like, oh, hold up. We ain't finna let this slide.
Yeah, that's embarrassing, bro. Look at your daughter, cuz. Just because you don't know how to act, man.
Yo, I got a question. I know I'm not blaming women, but where was the mom at? Like, usually a mom would like probably try to like, yo, honey, chill.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. It's
looking, that was definitely very much a man thing to do right there.
Yeah, but I my man didn't think that through at all.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That could be on, if she's trying to go to college or something, that could be something like they look at, like, ooh, wow,
your dad's a little weird. There's some stuff going on with him, and we just don't want to invite that to
us. Yeah, bro, this girl, like 17, 18 years old, you doing that to her? Like, what does she got? Like, I don't know, like a black boyfriend or some shit, like, or a boyfriend of a different persuasion or something like that, you know? Like, I don't know. That book is fucked up. You can see it all on her face.
Yeah, as a girl dad, that's not like, I'm never trying to embarrass, like, I'm just not trying to do that. So,
yeah, anyways. He's weird, and I would love to know more details, but I don't know if we're going to get that.
Yeah, maybe we'll follow up with that, and we'll see what's popping on that.
Yeah, I would love to hear more or know more.
All right, let's I want to see, I got some basketball reactions for you, and let's do first of all, let's talk about the finals. Let's look up the
Game 1 was over.
Game 1 is done. 107-89. That's a blowout, cuz. What happened?
Porzingis was hooping too. Porzingis
what happened? I'm not even going to lie. I picked the Celtics when I was talking to one of Chelly's friend's stepdad the other day. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, what's up? The Lakers ain't do too well this season. He was like, da, da, da. He was like, who you got this for the finals? I was like, honestly, I would love for Dallas to win because I want Kyrie to get a ring. But I'm like, I'm not going to put it past the Celtics that the Celtics are going to win. He was like, all right. But he was like, give me one. I was like, I'm going to go Celtics.
Yeah, I had Celtics in six. So,
six. Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, they've just been the best team in the NBA. You know, 64-16 this year, best record in the East. I mean, they went – everybody they played to, I think they swept the Pacers. They beat the Cavs in five. They beat the Heat in five. I mean, they've just been stomping on teams next all year. And I think they – you know, like, you know, I know Drew Holiday is over there. Derek White is tough. JT, of course, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Porzingis. They even got a homie. I used to hate him, but he cool now. Peyton Pritchard off the bench. His ass is like a little thumb to me, but he cool little point guard. And then I just think they just got the complete roster. But I mean, like, here's the thing, bro. It's only one game. I be telling people all that.
Right, right. It's
one game. Right. Dallas got the superstar. Like, Dallas has the best player in the NBA. Or not best player in the NBA, Lord. Best player in the series. But could arguably be best player in the NBA. I still think it's Jokic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said again, like, I don't really react over one game.
Yeah.
Porzingis had a crazy game, and I'm sure the Mavericks – this was Porzingis' first game back, too, since the Miami series. So I'm sure they didn't game plan for that.
Right. You can't, you know, like, yeah.
So like that. So for me, I am the biggest reason why I chose the Celtics, I guess, if you want to get the X's O's, is a lot of how Dallas gets their buckets. Is a lot of like pick and rolls, and then when that doesn't work, it's like Luka, Kyrie, go ISO, and it's like
right.
The Celtics have a lot of great perimeter defenders, like Drew Holiday. We know Drew Holiday's a lockdown for a decade. Uh-huh. Plus, Derek White's a lockdown. Jaylen Brown's a lockdown. Jason Tatum's a lockdown. Porzingis is he's okay on the perimeter, but he's good at like protecting the paint, rim protections, things like that. And Al Horford is still getting done.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, and then for me on the defensive side of things, Luka was getting torched. Yeah. Kyrie's been better, but Kyrie's getting torched. And a lot of things, like I said, with Dallas is like they're so Luka and Kyrie dependent. Whereas like it's worth. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, it's worked. I mean, they're in the finals. Not
right. Saying it got them this far, right?
Of course, but I think this is like the most complete team in the NBA. I think the levels to this. So I do think they'll win in six. That's my prediction. I'd love to be wrong. Who don't love Luka?
Right. Who don't like Kyrie?
Yeah, facts. And I'm excited for the Olympics this summer. So I'm excited to see more. Like we got this. Yeah. Okay. Well, look. You've been busy, so I know you didn't follow the NBA this season. I need you to follow the Olympics this summer, bro.
Oh, I got it. The Olympics are pretty much like I usually follow the Olympics because, funny story, I usually bet the Olympics. I probably won't bet this year, but I pay attention.
Bro, I was thinking about getting tickets to try to go. And tickets was crazy. Really?
How much? Like, estimate.
Okay, well, just getting from the U.S. to Europe is already going to be like
$1,000. That's already, yeah.
It's already $1,000, but then it was like – for decent seats at games. Uh-huh. Remember, you don't just go to like one. I would want to go to like maybe two or three.
Yeah.
I was looking at maybe spending like 7,000.
Yeah.
Two or three games. That don't include where you stay at. That's true. Probably another. It's in Paris, so everything will spike up. So that's going to be another probably $1,000. Because some of the hotels are looking at like 200 a night.
Right, right.
That don't include food. That don't include I wanna do fun stuff besides go to the game every day and just mess around. Right. That'd have been a whole like $20,000 trip. I was like, no, my TV works.
Yeah, nope. I feel it. That's a lot of money, bruh.
That's a lot of money. I'm kind of upset though that Kyrie, they don't put Kyrie on the Olympics team. I think that was fucked up.
Yeah,
That was politics.
It was. I'm still mad about that though, because I feel like if they really wanted, like, people could fight for that specifically.
Nigga, they put Kawhi on there. That nigga's always hurt.
I feel like if Bron actually wanted him, which I'm kind of conflicted in saying, but I feel like if Bron really wanted Kyrie there, he would make a stand and say that shit, and that would be switched out.
Yeah, facts. Or like, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I think Tyrese Halliburton made it. I'm taking Kyrie over Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah,
even from who's a better player, who's more exciting to watch. Okay, I did like Aaron Gordon making it though. I ain't gonna lie, I thought that was a good pickup.
Aaron Gordon, I could do with that.
You always need a glue guy. You always need a glue guy to connect. So Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm cool with Tyrese Halliburton. I didn't need Tyrese Halliburton. I'm cool with Drew. I'm cool with KD, of course. I'm cool with Bron. Kawhi, whatever, sure. I'm cool with Jason Tatum. I'm cool with AD. I think we need more bigs, but we don't really have that many American bigs. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah, no, we don't.
I mean, technically, Joel's not American, but he gave up his Cameroonian citizenship.
Citizenship, yeah.
Or, like, he had dual citizenship, I think, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we got approved, so we came in fourth place last summer with the FIBA qualifiers.
Yeah, they not playing this year.
That was like our C team though. I ain't gonna count.
Right.
Like, I mean, but yeah, like I would have took out of Kyrie. I took Tyrese Halliburton though. I'm cool.
Yeah, that's what they should do. Honestly,
yeah, I would even take Drew. I like Drew Holiday. I'm not.
Yeah, but I mean,
who's someone you feel like you would want to, like, if you miss him or you would love to see?
I mean, this is pretty solid. I'm not even gonna lie. Everybody on here is cool. You got Edwards on here, which I would always want to see.
That's fire.
You got Book on here, so I'm not mad.
Well, wet like I'm Book.
Durant, we'll see. He's, you know, practicing shooting in the club, so hopefully he'll be all right.
Yeah, facts. Bro, Durant and Bron old as hell, bro. Old as hell.
But let's be, I mean, Bron ain't got too much longer. Durant ain't got too much longer.
Bron got like three more years. It depends on what he wants, but two or three more years.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that Kyrie should be in here too, because he not too much further behind Bron when it comes to like getting up there.
Yeah, Kyrie, 32.
Yeah, he don't got that much time. They should throw him in here anyways, bro. Like,
yeah, because what the next one, 2028? Like,
yeah, come on. Yeah,
come on.
Exactly, bro.
I should let you. You should look. Have you seen the Kyrie antis? His shoes? They've been fire. I was kind of sleeping.
Anta.
They were them joints. Like, kind of clean. I ain't gonna lie.
You gonna get a pair?
I don't know about that, but.
That shit's funny. You're funny, bro.
You kind of like Paul George's a little bit. The little Paul George with the straps.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I think Nike, but here's the thing. I think he had the best hoop shoes in the game though, until Nike cut his ass. I ain't gonna lie. So.
Yeah. No, Kyrie sold a lot too. And when I used to work for Nike, they used to sell a good decent amount. Anytime I was in working sportswear or downstairs in basketball. Kyrie's were definitely,
you know what I used to hate, bro, when they'd be like, y'all motherfuckers being there, y'all be like, oh, we don't have your size. I'm like, bitch, y'all didn't even go look. And they didn't even have an app yet to go look. They're like, oh yeah, we don't got your size. I'm like, you can't just go give me like 30 seconds to go look.
That's hilarious. Wait, what size you wear though?
At the time when I was going there, like 11, 12. Now okay. I don't go to shoe stores no more. There's no point. I wear like I wear 15, 16.
Okay, I was gonna say, depending on the size of your foot, I could tell you right now we ain't got that.
No. I'm saying like this is when I was wearing like a normal. I mean, it was normal size, but like I was like in sixth grade wearing like 11, or, like a 10.
Okay.
So like I was like, I know y'all bitches had these hoes. Y'all just don't know, like. You always be like a little fucking hot cheetah girl who really didn't want to work here for real.
Damn.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's funny. I mean, yeah, that's probably facts. I'm like, if they work there enough, but it's probably not. I'm capping.
But then again, I don't know. Like, if you work there and you end that bitch every day, you might actually know what y'all have and don't have.
That's what I'm saying. It depends. Because, like, if I'm working basketball, I got to go check because I'm never in basketball. I'm upstairs with men's running and women's running and all that stuff upstairs, Nike Las Vegas and Caesars Palace. So, like, I basically know what we have because I'm back in there every day. But if they put me somewhere else, then I'm always going back. Or I got to, you know, you said they didn't have the scanners back then, but you just scan it.
Yeah, because I was like 20, maybe like 14 or 13.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Well, that's funny shit. Well, since we on ball, I had two clips I had saved. I'm like, I want to know if you got this package right here, this layup package with the twist, with the far ass twist off the back.
That shit's a little bit of luck. I ain't gonna lie. I'm it's hating.
Jelly. You can't do that, Chris? Where you at, bro?
I mean, I don't think he necessarily practices that. That's more like just some, like, how can I say it? Just sometimes you're in situations, you just do some shit that you don't even practice, but he got the agility. It's just like sometimes you just in positions where you getting guarded a certain type of way. And, like, you just do shit that you don't work on, but because maybe you just practice agility. Or, like, he does have that necessary layup in the bag, but, like,
yeah,
I mean, somebody got to put you in a position to try that out. Which is what I go to the gym for. Like, when I go, like, play pickup, it just I don't be trying to win for it. I just be trying to, like, work on shit that I know I can get off in the game. Because I would never try that in a real game.
You wouldn't?
In a real game? Like,
Coach would bench your ass, huh?
Yeah, if you missed that. For sure. He would have been like, why don't you just stop for like a normal layup or a pull-up or a floater? Like, why are you making things difficult? Especially in Europe. Yeah, they'd be on that bullshit. So, like, when I pick up this, I'd be trying to do some, like, crazy shit.
That shit wild. How about this one? I got one more for you.
Yeah. Music. Damn, God. I thought he was going out for the floater.
That shit kind of clean.
Ooh, that was nice. Okay, I got this sham guy in there. I did the dribble package. I got that. Yeah.
Okay.
I need
some Chris highlights now, bro. I seen a couple of these. I'm like, damn.
I can do that.
I need to.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you a little story. I'm about to touch. So there's this dude in my neighborhood. This is why I really don't like playing pickup. Like where I live, at least. There's this dude in his neighborhood. He like. A little older than me, like 24, 25, whatever.
Uh-huh.
My ass nigga, like, weed all day, making SoundCloud raps. Lame ass nigga, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, shit.
And every time I come home or whatever, he be on some, like, basic, like, when I go outside, I don't know, like, my neighborhood, when I go outside and hoop, everybody chop. Like, the little kids that are, like, 9 to 12, and then, like, even the little bros who are, like, in high school still, they be trying to, like, really, like, play hard against me because they know I'm back.
Right.
Best player in the neighborhood. They try to impress me or whatever.
Yeah.
So he be getting his feelings because it's like he don't got no fucking emotion or whatever. So anytime he'd be like talking shit. So like we was playing last time or whatever, and we were just playing pickup or whatever, and like I just was like really like there for cardio. Like I was just running up and down, or I was just passing all that bullshit. And he was like, I scored one. Not even really. I didn't even want to score, but I was like, I was literally riding the basket. I had to dunk it. I was literally right there. So he was like, oh, thank congrats, Chris. You finally fucking scored one time. Bro, I'm a dead ass. I'm going to scribe you his player build or like how you.
Okay. Yeah.
Think of like a hood Andre Roberson. Think of like, you know, you remember Andre Roberson that played for the Thunder? Like, he had like first team. He was always good on defense, could air ball threes and shit.
Holy shit. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Damn, I haven't seen his face in a minute, but
yeah, okay. he out there smashing Rachel Domina, that's why.
Who?
Rachel Domina, the 2K girl, the 2K bitch.
Yeah. That's his girl?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay, so yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So think about that, but like the hood version. So he come out there, he be hooping in Air Forces and shit. I think it's the hood, so it's worse than Andre Roberson. It's like, he ain't shoot like Sean Marion.
He got that stupid.
Yeah, so like that ass, like he don't. Anytime we hoop, he never scored. Like he can't shoot. He airball layups. Like I'm dead ass. I'm not even being like hating. So, but he like he just a hack though. He be hack. He's that hood nigga that like if you call a foul, whatever. He's like that. But we don't even live in the hood. We live in the suburbs.
So,
so okay. Basically, I score or whatever. He like, you a bitch ass nigga. On God, you gonna score? How you gonna be overseas and making money playing ball and you not even fucking score? I'm like, yeah, because I'm just like, I was playing with the kids. I was even trying to say, bro, what? I was like, you're a fucking bitch. Yeah, you, I guess. I was like, you're a bitch. He's like, you won't play me for money, bro. Destroyed him.
Destroyed him. What y'all play to?
We played the first game of 11. And we said we'll do the best of three. First game 11.
Okay.
Second game 14. No, second game 15. And third game we go to 21 or whatever. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get to the third game. I beat him the first two games.
Wait, gas that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he smoked weed all day, so he was gas. He was gas. Like, I was like, he was gas. I was like, so we, the first game, I think I beat him 11-1. 11-1. Second game, I think I beat him like, Jesus. We got a 15, maybe like 15-2, 15-1, something like that.
So he never crossed 5 points.
No. And then basically, the first game, he was like, bro, I'm gonna put 100. I said, I'm not putting none. He said, so you're gonna put none. So if I beat you, I said, you can put however much you want. You feel like if you just want to give me free money at this point, as much you want. And he was like, oh, I'm gonna put 100. And I was like, okay, put 100. And then he was, so the second game, he was like, double or nothing. I said, so 200? He was like, yeah, 200. I was like, all right, bet. So yeah, I said, second, he was like, all right, bro, like $200. He's like, bro, well, I don't got it for it. I said, you know what, bro, it's cool. You ain't even got to give me no straight. He said, but on God, you gonna run back? I said, bro, I just beat you 2 times. Like, I'm straight.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a bitch ass nigga. So that's why, for real, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I don't be trying to play pickup because, like, niggas be trying to pull guns out and shit. And like,
see, that's wild. You seen the clip where dude was like, I'm just trying to run. My girl at home. I worked all week. You seen that clip? He said, I worked all week. I'm just trying to play.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. One time a nigga, like, me and my homeboy went to go play pickup at LA Fitness. And, like, just nigga had fouled. He fouled. But he was, like not trying to let him get it. He was like, bro, on God, I'm about to go to my car. And I looked at my homie. I said, we gotta go. He was like, why we gotta go? I said, you didn't hear that nigga say he about to go to his car? He said, yeah, but I ain't got nothing to do with us. He was like, I was like, yeah, but I'm sure he don't want no damn witnesses. And I don't want to get, and I don't want to get a fucking ricochet.
Yeah.
Or catch a nigga. As soon as we got out, we left. Mm-hmm. Bro, as soon as he left, as we left, that nigga was walking in. I was like, see? Mm-hmm. They just started scrapping him. He didn't get to shoot him yet, but they just started scrapping him.
I mean, at least they just scrapped, but at the same time, bro.
I told one old nigga. Oh, this guy was in high school. He was like trying to hack me and shit. I said, bro, you got work tomorrow. Why are you trying to foul me so hard? I said, you been not had a future in this. Why are you trying? No shade. I said, you been stop trying to go anywhere with this. Why you got work tomorrow? Why are you trying to play too hard?
Yeah. Where you going with it?
What was you about to say?
Nah, I can't play pickup because of that. Niggas be taking it too serious. Like, I get it, like, serious part, but it's, like, the extra serious be killing it. It's
no, like, if I play pickup, I want it to be, like, competitive. Like, we playing real D, we ain't letting, like...
Yeah, but
a little bit of shit-talking. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little.
No, shit-talking is cool, but all the extra bullshit, like, all the, like, extra hard pushing, all the, like, undercuts and shit, like, come on, cuz. Like,
yeah, no, facts. Like, that's why I don't be trying to dunk shit no more. I be like, man, you hoes. Or, like, you know what, you know, bro, you know, don't let a female come up there and walk through you. Bro, what? niggas, what?
Yeah.
Cut. But yeah. I ain't gonna lie, some of my favorite memories was like, I'm gonna be honest, kids nowadays don't do that. I might be that nigga. Was waking up. you might have did it because you probably played something when you was a little, whatever, around high school or whatever.
Yeah.
Was you wake up maybe that Saturday, Sunday, and you go to the court, the old heads out there, and you like, and the old heads are like, you know, you playing with them and shit, but you're not trying to, like, fuck up too bad, but you also got to search yourself so they can pick you back up. Like, bro, I remember days I go out there, bro. I think I play one game. We lose, I ain't get picked back up for, like, 2 fucking hours, bro.
Damn, till, like, new people came.
That shit builds character, though. Like, for real, that's missing in the game, though. For real. Like, playing pickup and playing outside, and, like, that shit's, like, really lost, in my opinion, I think.
Yeah, nah, 2 hours is wild.
Nah, I love the game. Though. Like, it's a Saturday. I ain't had shit else to do. I was trying to get better. Like, I'd be at the court from maybe, like, 9 in the morning to, like, maybe 8 p.m.
Damn.
I pack a bag of snacks and waters right. and Gatorades and damn. Whatever phone I had at the time, and we just
play.
Yeah. I got my ass beat a few times for just being out here too long. I ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy. Well, that bodes. I have two questions for you. Okay.
What's up?
And let's see if you can answer this right. I saw this on a podcast. Two podcasters, they asked a couple questions to their friend, and he answered them super wrong. But I just want to hear what your response would be, okay?
Let's do it.
Here's the first question. How did you know what time it was to come back inside the house from playing outside?
When the street light came on.
Bingo. Too easy. Okay. Second one, real quick. What's one thing your mama didn't raise?
A fool.
Hey, Chris got it. Okay. Now listen to this. Now I can.
We gotta get a soundboard. We gotta get a soundboard, bro.
Dead ass. I need to get that back on.
Now that was too damn easy. Well, I was a little scared at first. I was like, that was too easy.
I thought it was easy as shit, but listen to this fool answer these questions, bro. This shit is hilarious to me.
Enough for this one. Like fundraiser thing in my.
Oh shit! Hold on.
How did you know when it was time to come back inside the house when you're playing with your friends?
So I would be playing outside, and I just remember I would be able to smell the rain, and it was very strong.
Smell the rain, oh shit!
Right, you'd smell it for like 30 minutes before it would start to rain.
What's one thing your mama didn't raise?
Enough money for this one. Like fundraiser thing in my elementary school. I can talk about this for a long time.
Yeah. Try another podcast.
Yeah, I thought that was like, bro didn't even come close to answering the correct question, but that's because he's not black, I guess. I don't know. Come on, like when the streetlights came on and she ain't raised no food.
Streetlight, come on.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. That's funny. I just had to show it. I was like, oh, I got it.
Well, your folks are like that too?
Yeah. And it's funny because my dad is black. My mom's Filipino. But I know all the answers. Like, I knew that right off the bat once he asked. I'm like, oh.
Well, I feel like all minorities kind of move the same.
Yeah. I'm like, that's like a rhetorical question at this point. Like, we should all know the answer. But
okay, I ain't going to lie, though. Maybe not all minorities. I ain't going to lie. Some, at least this way, some of these Mexicans be kind of wild, and I'm not gonna lie. It's like a little the trigger the shots, because y'all parents working their ass off, immigrated over here, and y'all be the worst fucking ones, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Run around in the street, crazy.
Facts. I got this one fucking kid downstairs. He 13. He be having the hoes over. I can hear him through my wall.
Oh hell no, nah. Dead ass.
13.
Nope. See, that's crazy. And then they're going to have a kid in 2 years, and then...
Yeah. Shit, might be this year.
Shit. That'd be nuts. All right, you want to listen to this real quick? This
let's do it.
SZA cover of Lose Yourself. She posted this on her IG 2 days ago.
I heard somebody said SZA's going to do an album, but then I heard she said she's retiring or taking a break.
Yeah, something about, I think it was called like Lana or something like that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I still think she can write off her 2022 album. That album was really legendary. You like her album? I don't remember if you did or didn't.
It is scheduled to release Lana. Yeah, Lana was the album, I think. Wait, what is it? Upcoming, scheduled to release sometime in 2024. Yeah. Her last album
was fire. I thought it was fire.
Yeah. No, I love SOS. Yeah.
No, because we never, me and you never talked about it, because I think.
Cody and them did a pod on that.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah, no, it was
Cody. It was you. You too, right?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
Pointing at cameras over here. Yeah. Yeah. No, I liked it. I liked it. I mean, honestly, let's be for real. You're going to hear Snooze everywhere. Kill Bill.
Snooze is fire as hell.
Gone Girl. Like, there's like...
And that one with Don Toliver she had on was a little underrated. That was a pretty good song.
That was a good song, too.
I Hate You.
Good Days. Yeah, Good Days.
It's summertime. Good Days is
fine. I mean,
you hear that more often.
Yeah, Conceited. Yeah, so honestly, this is a great album. And like I said, we hear like 2-3 of these songs still.
Like 2 years later.
Still. So, yes. Yes. Don Toliver, doesn't he have an album coming out soon? Anyways, let's
not. I can't believe 2022 was 2 years ago. What the fuck?
Bro, shit be going by so fast, it's crazy. All right, let's listen to this real quick.
It's palm is sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. This vomit on the sweater already. Warm spaghetti is nervous. On the surface, it looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But it keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes to laugh, opens mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking now, everybody's joking now. Relax for now, time's up, over, blah. Snap back to reality, hope the ghost rabbit. Hope the ghost rabbit. It took you so mad, but he won't give up that easy. Won't have it. Knows that he's back against the ropes. It don't matter. He's stopping, don't stop, but he's broken. So stuck. Knows when he goes back to the small home, when it's back to the lab again. Oh, it's so rough, so they better go capture this moment. Hope it don't pass. Lose yourself in your music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, and now I miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes within a lifetime. Lose yourself in your music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, and now I miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes within a lifetime. No more games, moment change, but you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof up like two dogs cage. I was playing up again and all the mood all changed. I want you to up and speed out and boot off stage. I can't rhyme in, step right in the next cypher. Best believe somebody's paying a pipe pepper all of-
Yeah, well that's that.
What's the question? What's up with what's up with Eminem?
What about him? He just dropped.
Did you? I'm not okay. Listen, I don't want to listen to it. What?
Oh.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think? I don't want to listen to it though. I'm just letting you know.
It's Eminem. That's my kind of synopsis of
it. What are your thoughts on Eminem? Maybe I'll understand.
M's a lyricist, so. M's dope, so let's not get it twisted when I say I'm not the biggest M fan, but he could rap. So I don't know, his new track Houdini. It's cool, it's dope. It's Eminem. I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of, I don't, it's in the vein of it's Eminem, Slim Shady. It's Slim Shady-ish, like it's very Eminem.
Isn't this nigga
50? Yes. Oh, something like that. Up there somewhere.
He should hold us down.
I'm not. He's like I said, he's cool.
You know, they love Eminem in Europe. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm sure. There's people who will defend to the ends of earth Eminem as the best rapper alive.
I don't see that.
And
I'm not only saying that because he's white. This is not my vibe.
So that's where I struggle. Cause he does spit. He does have lyrics. Yes. I think that's where I get, like, it's not even that he's just white. It's the style of the lyricism. The way like he says things.
I feel like he tries too hard.
I don't know, because I would consider Eminem a great rapper. On obviously, I think he's a great rapper.
It's crazy for me not to say he's not. He's just not for me.
Exactly. I hate saying the line, just like when niggas was like, well, nobody ever says cut on to Kendrick. And I can say, oh, nobody ever says cut on Eminem. But there are people who are Eminem, right? There are people who are going to say, nah, you tripping, bro. I still have Eminem in my library. Like if I go to my Apple Music, I don't have any Eminem in my Apple Music. But I'm not saying that he can't rap.
I had one song with him. It was Biggie was on it. it was him and Biggie.
Dead Wrong?
Yeah.
Dead Wrong. So, yeah. So, I don't know, bro. Eminem is Eminem. The song is dope. I did see... You don't want to see the video?
No, I'm good, bro. I'm so good. I just...
It's cool. It's cool. It's Eminem. Just know that it's Eminem, which is cool.
Is he trying to like make a return or like a?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has an album dropping, bro.
Why? You're 50. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Let the young people have something.
Don't. I'm not defending Eminem, but don't knock Eminem. But then we're knocking. It's fine, bro. It's better than what you call that shit Drake put out.
No, why let the young people have something.
Nah,
I don't know.
No, he's 50. I don't know, bro.
Do you see Snoop still dropping albums?
Snoop just dropped a track, didn't he?
An album, though. I'm okay with a track.
I'm aging.
Yes. I'm standing on business.
Oh my God. Don't do it. Anyways, I like that SZA cover.
If I did too. It was good. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing, girly.
That's.
Yeah, I better get that album at the end of this year. Because, I mean, for buying a lot, though, I wouldn't be surprised if it got pushed back. SZA be on her Kendrick shit. She drop every, like, 6 years.
Yeah. She can do that, though, because then she comes out with SOS. Like, she comes out with a... What was the name of her first the one before that?
You talking about My Man, it's My Man.
Yeah. She's sitting in the grass. Control. What's
it? CTRL.
Control, right? Okay. Yeah. I'm not playing, right? Yeah. I'm not
My sure. Man, it's my boy. I had the girls on the choke. Them girls that were getting cheated on had that shit on the choke.
Yeah, control. Yeah.
Come on, Will was like, "My man, it's my man, my man."
I was singing that shit. You tripping? Yeah, of course I was singing that shit.
I was too. I was like, "My man, it's my man." Or The Weeknd. Still waiting for my favorite was Daily Job. Never going back.
Yep. Yeah. I think we'll be cool. It's slated for this year sometime. So I'm sure we'll get it, to be honest with you. But this cover is dope.
No, this is dope. Yes, Eminem, I'm hating. I'm the biggest hater.
I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress.
Surprise feature request.
Bro. Honestly, I hope we get that backstory too at some point.
Oh, I hope we do too.
Of how Drake called Kendrick to the beat on.
You think it was direct though? You think he was like, "Yo, Ken, what's up, bro?"
I don't know, but the fact that he thought he was comfortable enough to hit up Kendrick and not act like they didn't have something there, that's just weird. Like, I would never hit up somebody I knew had a little bit of tension with and be like, "Yo, come do this with me." Like, we don't really fuck with each other like that.
Maybe he thought that, remember in 2018, Drake did that interview giving Kendrick props and shit, so maybe he thought that it was cool now.
Maybe.
And Kendrick, Drake went to Kendrick's Mr. Morale performance in Canada in 2022.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
He was there.
I didn't know that.
And they nothing happened. But I mean, I'm sure he bought a ticket. So, I mean, Kendrick ain't going to be like, "Oh, you can't buy a ticket."
Right. Yeah, I didn't know that, though, bro, to be honest with you.
He pulled up in 2022.
I know that. Yeah, I think Chris. I think that might be it, bro.
That's it for me, bro. I ain't got nothing else.
Trying
to hold it down. It was only two of us, man.
Yeah, you know, holding it down, doing it, what it do. I don't know, bro. I think that's about it.
Man, top shirts, you will.
Yeah, what's up? Yup, buy a shirt. If y'all got any ideas, let me know. Hit me up. I should be getting on my t-shirt design tip. I do got a couple other designs as well with what is it, the braids?
On some tips?
Dang. So, yeah. What's up?
You say you be getting on tips?
No. Is it grippy? I can't believe this nigga got on a song and said, "Is it grippy, bro?" This nigga's wild. All right. Well, that is episode 15, y'all. Thanks for kicking it with Chris and I. Shout out to D, Cody, and the girls once again. We will be back. You know, we had to take a little break, but we back. You know, we back. And we'll see y'all next week.
See you.
Peace.